podcasting from the Instructional Development Center, room 2401 of the Student Commons Building at Heartland Community College. I'm media technologist Tom Corcoran, and this is the IDC Podcast, episode number 63 for the week of April 28th through May 2nd, 2008. Last week in the IDC, we finished up with our final workshop of the spring semester. I'd like to thank everyone for attending the discussions, workshops, and training sessions held in the IDC. And a big thank you goes out to Jennifer Swartout for delivering the Writing Across the College workshops, Carol Reed and the HCC library staff for hosting the book discussion groups, Patrick Shenville and Rachel Hills for hosting the Faculty Academy 1 and 2 discussions, and Terry Mullen for his work on the Gradebook Project demonstration and hands-on training. Be sure to check on the IDC website, continue listening to the IDC podcasts, for information about future IDC workshops. If you have a thought about a workshop you'd like to see offered in the IDC, make sure you contact us. In this week's tips and tricks section, I am continuing with the Web 2.0 discussion topics. So far, we've talked about a range of items, including blogging, Skype, YouTube, and collaborative writing. This week, it's electronic portfolios. Electronic portfolios, or e-portfolios, are beginning to take hold in education as a way for students and instructors to track student progress, show evidence of learning, and maintain a large collection of student work that students can take with them after they've graduated from an institution. So, unlike learning management systems, after a student is finished with a course, they still have access to all of their papers, assignments, etc., they've completed for that course in one central location. Most e-portfolios are simply websites that allow the user to upload documents such as Word files, PDFs, and other electronic media. The student manages their own account, which are often free, and they keep the account for as long as they like. One example of an e-portfolio website is at www.rcampus.com. rcampus, the letter R and the word campus, uses an open education management system, which allows students and instructors to create an account for free and set up their own e-portfolio website. Once you've set up an account, you're able to create a website using rcampus's simple system. The style of the web pages are similar to setting up a wiki. After an e-portfolio has been created, users can invite others to view their content by sending them an invitation via email and giving the invitee the access code necessary to see the electronic portfolio materials. So, electronic portfolios could be created by students for all of their coursework, a learning community they're involved in, or simply to keep track of an individual course's material. No longer will students be able to use the excuse that they cannot access their papers or their class materials. As long as they have access to a computer with an internet connection, they will have access to their materials. Also, instructors can be invited to view the electronic portfolio, so as the instructor, you can keep tabs on the progress of the student. Benefits to students include the ability to store all of their information, papers, and projects in one central location, increasing their organization skills, and they can take these projects with them into the future. So if they're going on to a four-year institution or just as future reference, they have easy access to all of this material. This is useful for reflection on how far a student has gone over their 2, 4, or more years of college education. For instance, a student can easily read a paper they might have written for an intro course several years earlier and compare that level of writing to a more advanced course and see their own progress. Of course, the downside to using an electronic portfolio would be the extra work required to upload and manage all of this content. Students might not want to put the extra effort required into managing all of their papers and other materials over the web. Also, depending on how comfortable students are with the internet and using the specific interface, the learning curve might be steep for some. And you always have to consider the digital divide and whether each student has a computer to start with and a fast enough internet connection to store and retrieve this material. Another example of a free e-portfolio site is at Zoonal and their z-portfolio system, available at www.zoonal.com/portfolio.php. Sometimes e-portfolios are part of a larger learning management system like Desire to Learn or eportfolio.org. In cases such as this, the electronic portfolios are not free for students to sign up, and they require a commitment and purchase by the institution to access the learning management system and ePortfolio features. Another possibility is to have students use a blog or a wiki if they're more familiar with that technique. They might even already have their own blog, wiki, or website that they could use for this type of ePortfolio. Check out the IDC podcast episodes number 49 and 50 for more information about blogging and wikis. Thanks for listening to this episode of the IDC podcast. Our IDC podcasts are updated weekly with events happening in and news about the Instructional Development Center at Heartland Community College and educational technology tips and tricks. If you're in need of any of the assistance with the services we offer in the IDC, or you have any questions or comments, check out our contact information on the IDC website at www.heartland.edu/IDC/contact.jsp. That's it for another IDC podcast. Signing off until next time from the Instructional Development Center. Have a great week.